Indigenous people, and we're very grateful to broadcast from their lands. Today's episode is all about something that you may not be surprised to know that I am doing a feature episode on, and in fact, this will be a feature topic over the coming month. Now, also in this month, I have some very special guests. For example, next week, we have a piano trio coming from Poland to be interviewed, so keep your eyes peeled for that, as well as some upcoming interviews regarding Sonic Boom Festival in Vancouver in March of this year. But besides those special episodes, the thematic programming of Breaking Barriers in the end of this winter season will center around, drumroll please, or in this case maybe a timpani roll, the violin concertos of the 20th century. Now this will be a four-part series, and today I'd like to begin this exploration. Now, for those of you who are just tuning into Breaking Barriers, this show is dedicated to exploring contemporary so-called classical music of the 20th century and what I'd like to call classical adjacent music. It's music that sort of falls into that harmonic realm and flavor, and I like to dissect and analyze it from a compositional standpoint, a technical standpoint, an instrumental standpoint, as well as a historical and cultural perspective. Now today I'm going to begin with one of my real favorites, and I think I might actually say this is my personal favorite concerto, performed by definitely my favorite violinist, Gidon Kremer. This is Alban Berg's violin concerto, which he calls To the Memory of an Angel and dedicated to Gustav Mahler's daughter who so tragically died. And this also is an interesting musical fact, as this is part of what led Mahler into his deep depression, which resulted in his latter symphonies and, some say, death. Of course, as we do know, Mahler beat the curse of the Ninth Symphony, which he was so terrified of, but only got one movement of his Tenth Symphony orchestrated. Now, a fun fact about the Alban Berg violin concerto, in fact, I'll give you two. Most violin concertos are in three movements. This one's only in two. And also, he'd been studying with Arnold Schoenberg at this point, the 12-tone school, second Viennese, atonal. But Berg has a fascinating way of doing it where he arranges all 12 pitches in chords, so it does sound tonal. In a way, he kind of tricks you. And for those of us who are violinists, we will know the beginning of this concerto starts with all open strings. In a way, it almost makes you wonder if perhaps the violinist is tuning on stage. But he takes this basic tuning gesture and turns it into a masterpiece. So here is Gidon Kremer with the Bavarian Radio Symphony, conducted by Sir Colin Davies, performing Alban Berg's Violin Concerto to the Memory of an Angel, number 1, Andante Allegro. Thank you. For those of you who are just tuning in, welcome to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live Thursdays at 10 a.m. My name is Jack Campbell, and you are listening to CITR 11.9 FM radio. We are currently in the middle of listening to Alban Berg's Violin Concerto with the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davies, performed by Guinon Kramer, in our new multi-part series on the violin concertos of the 20th century. Not surprising if you know me as a violinist myself, and if you're listening to Breaking Barriers, you know this is a 20th century and 21st century classical music station. We are now going to move on to the second movement of this two-movement concerto, this being the 16-minute-long Allegro Adagio, and once again this being To the Memory of an Angel, Violin Concerto by Alban Berg.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. And you just heard the ending of Alban Berg's Violin Concerto to the Memory of an Angel, performed by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra with Sir Colin Davis and Guillaume Kremer. This is, for those of you who are just tuning in, a show about the classical and classical-adjacent, well, so-called classical, you might say, music of the 20th and 21st centuries. And today begins a multi-episode part journey on the Violin Concerto in both these centuries, which will be interspersed with some special episodes. Tune in next week, that's February 29th, at 10 a.m., to hear my interview with a special Polish piano trio here visiting Vancouver, and then soon after that, an interview about Vancouver's own Sonic Boom Festival by Vancouver Pro Musica. Now we're going to move for the rest of the episode to listening to Unsuk Chin's Violin Concerto, conducted by Canada's own Kent Nagano with the Orchestre Symphonie de Montréal. This is a brilliant piece in fourth movements, the third being all pizzicato. And I heard this piece live with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra at the Chan Center a couple of years ago, and it was just mesmerizing, and I'm really fascinated by this work and how it's not atonal, but it's not tonal, it's not metric, it's not rhythmic, it's not polyrhythmic, but it has a strong rhythmic presence. The harmonies, the timbres, it's very unorthodox, and the only thing I can really think of to describe it is she's a student of Ligeti. And for those of you who know Ligeti's music, this is exactly how I'd imagine a student of Ligeti's to sound like. Totally iconoclastic, idiosyncratic, unique, and seeped in tradition and technique, yet bursting and flourishing with the new. Please enjoy Unsuk Chin's Violin Concerto, and I will not be taking a break between movements, but I will come back to say goodbye at the end of the performance. So the first movement is called Movement 1. The second movement, Movement 2. And then it repeats like that, on and on. But it's a marvelous piece, and I enjoy being mesmerized. And since this is the morning, I might say that this is better than a strong cup of coffee. So please enjoy being awoken by a good daily burst of atonality. And you were just listening to Insekchin's Violin Concerto, performed by the Orchestra de Symphonie de Montréal, by Kent Nagano conducting and Vivian Agner performing. And you've been listening to Breaking Bears with Jack Campbell live, CITR 101.9 FM radio, Thursday mornings from the traditional unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous peoples. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next week for my interview with the Coeur de Piano Trio. Keep listening to weird music, and have a great day.